Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this money.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this on. So I am whispering because I am right next to the kids as they are sleeping. So we're going to try to get through this really quickly. I wanted to do a podcast episode on content pillars simplified. And I first I want to say that when it comes to content pillars and whenever I'm thinking about content pillars, I really want you to throw away a lot of the advice that you've heard around content pillars. I really want you to take away from this, content pillars are specific to your business. There is no one size fit all when it comes to your content pillars. So if someone is like, you know, here are the content pillars you should use, no. Okay, that is not how this works. And that is not how people are going to connect with your unique, authentic message. And they're also not going to see you as an authority if they see you using the same content pillars as everybody else. So I want you to just like throw away what you've heard before. Well, not throw away, just like, you know, let's write what they said in pencil just in case we need to erase it. Okay, so I don't want to say throw it away because there's a lot of value in things that people say, right? Everybody is adding value in some different capacity. We just have to filter to make sure that the value they're giving you is in alignment with your objective. Okay, so this is going to work for you if you are a business owner, if you are a service provider, if you are a coach, if you are a strategist. This is how I would recommend you decide what your content pillars are. So another thing that I want to note before we like get into what these content pillars are is that there is no set number of content pillars that you can have. I know that sometimes people teach like, you know, don't have any more than 3 or 5 or whatever. And I feel like I've taught that too. Like there was a point in my business that I do recall somewhere in the back of my head, like I feel like I've told people like 5 is the max, right? 5 is the number. But I want to say like, you know, now I have really seen that, especially with working with so many moms, it's not necessary to have like a set number where you have to have at least 3 or no more than 5. You need to have as many content pillars that make sense for your business, right? So if 10 content pillars make sense for your business, then 10 it is, right? You may be someone that you have multiple aspects to your business, or you may have 2 sides where you are doing, you know, agency work as well as coaching. And in that case, there's kind of 2 sides to what your content pillars look like. The other thing that I want you to think about when it comes to content pillars is what is the purpose of these content pillars, right? The purpose of your content pillars is just to help you. And this is like more so an internal thing, right? Between you and any team member or people that you have supporting you, content pillars are just designed to really help everybody and even your audience too understand what it is that they can expect from your content and help you understand what is the most relevant content for you to create for your business. But again, when we're thinking about content pillars, it needs to point back to the objective of, is this actually growing my business? Is this going to make me sales? Is this communicating are, you know, my unique message or my unique values? And if it's not doing that, then it, one, doesn't need to be a content pillar, but two, it probably doesn't need to be posted on your business page. So something that I used to see a lot, and people still do this, where a lot of people have a content pillar for like their family or their personal life. But if you are a business owner, you don't have to share your family or your personal life. And I feel like we just need to talk about this more as like, hey, it's okay to set a personal boundary that as far as the business is concerned, you don't share your personal life on your business page. Now, if you want to, that's fine, but you don't have to make that a content pillar, right? So even though like Moms Do Business Different, you would think like, okay, probably Kay is going to share her kids. But let's be like, if you go look at my content and even here on the podcast, it's not like I'm featuring the kids in every episode or, you know, I'm telling like long stories about the kids. I actually don't think I tell any stories about the kids on the podcast for real, for real. And then I know for sure, like on Instagram, especially since I switched over from the personal brand to the business brand, there is no family content pillar. There is no personal content pillar. Now, do I want people to relate to me, and do I want people to relate to the brand? Of course. And the same thing with you. But there are other ways that people can relate to you, your brand, your company, without you having to share necessarily your personal life. And one thing that I see happen to a lot of moms in business is that we agonize over that, right? We agonize over that content pillar. What do we post? What do we talk about? And it kind of feels awkward, right? It feels, you know, and I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes it does feel awkward when you are writing a post and it's you and your kids doing something. And then at the end, you have to do a call to action to sell your program or to sell, you know, spots into your VA services or whatever. It's like, it's so, sometimes for me, it's like, this is hard to bridge the gap, right? It's hard to bridge the gap between, oh, look at this fun thing that I did with my family, buy from me, right? And that's just how I feel, right? And it's how a lot of my mama CEOs feel. So if you don't feel that way, that's great. Keep doing it, right? If it works for you, keep doing it. If you don't feel convicted and if you don't feel any kind of way, that's totally fine. But this is just for my mama that needs to be kind of freed from having a personal or a, you know, family content pillar. Baby, you ain't got to do that, okay? Though that's done. So that is the thing. One that I wanted to say, and then just to kind of like round this out before we get into this, I know I'm like prefacing this episode with a lot of things, but it's because I really want you to be clear on the purpose of your content pillars, right? Your content pillars are really designed to tell the story of your brand, right? But it's also for you to kind of have a, I don't want to say routine, but have a system. That's what it is. For you to have a system of what it is that you're going to be talking about consistently across all your marketing platforms. And by you having that consistency and knowing like these are the things that I talk about, you're going to then train your audience to trust you in these specific content areas, right? So at the end of the day, this is just about making sure that you're able to clearly communicate, these are my core focuses of expertise or my core areas of authority that I want to consistently speak on. So you won't be speaking on everything, but there is quite a bit that you can actually speak on, right? So I want to make sure that I am like rounding this out correctly, like the way that I really want to, because I don't plan to record another episode like this again, not anytime soon, at least, because I really, you know, I feel like things don't quite change when it comes to your content pillars. Like really, if you sit down and really think about your content pillars, they shouldn't change, you know, month to month or even year to year. Like when I think about it, my content pillars haven't really changed since honestly the beginning of my business. I've added a few things in and I've like kind of shifted the language around how I describe things, but really and truly when I look back at like all my notes, my content pillars have remained relatively the same. And that leads me to my next point of all your pillars work together to create a well-rounded picture. Okay, that's all it is. Your content pillars are just creating, like every pillar works together to create your brand voice, your brand message, your brand identity, right? And it really communicates the vibe. Like what's the vibe that we're trying to give off? And your content pillars really helps you make sure every piece of content you put out there, everything you speak on whenever you're speaking on stages or going to podcast interviews or whatever, that everything still matches and all comes together in a cohesive way. So all your pillars are working together. And this is why I truly feel like now there shouldn't be like a set number, like, oh, the number is 5, because, you know, sometimes you need like one or two extra ones to really fully articulate something. And, you know, while, yeah, you can say like, oh, marketing is my thing, it's like there's so many different ways to market, though. You know, like there's, you know, people talk about like this whole digital marketing thing, and then there's, you know, Instagram marketing, and then there's social media marketing, right? There's so many different aspects and levels to marketing that sometimes we need a few more words or a few more pillars to really round out what we're actually doing here and what we want to be known for. So I really want you to think about all your pillars, like all your content pillars or content topics, content themes, whatever you want to call them, that they all work together to create a well-rounded picture. Now, the last thing I'll say about this, because I know that I'm like giving you permission to have as many as you want, but I will say, okay, I will say this, the more niche you are, or maybe like the less content pillars that you have, the easier it's going to be to become known for one thing. Okay. So, and we all know this, right? We always hear people say like niche down, you want to be known as one thing. And for some people that works, right? For some people, it completely works and that is fine. For other people, it doesn't work. And that's okay too, right? Like, that's totally fine. It's up to you as to what direction you want to go in. Neither one is better than the other. Like, I truly don't believe that having a niche is better than not having a niche, or, you know, talking about only one thing and being known for one thing is better than talking about multiple things. Now, sometimes do I think it's a little bit easier to like start out niche and then go broad? Yes, right? Like, for a lot of people, I would say like, hey, let's focus in on a couple of things and then go broad. But if you're just like really struggling to do that, let's not fight your nature. Like, that might be, and that may be your gift, right? That may be the gift that God gave you. And who are we to like take that away because the industry is saying you should niche? Like, no, you do what God says, right? You do how you feel led. So that's the last thing I want to say about that. And then just to like kind of go into and segue into us talking about what the content pillars look like, the last thing that I want to say is that you may have multiple content pillars. Like, you may have 10 content pillars, right? I mean, I feel like I have a lot. Like, I have a pretty long list. So you may have a lot of content pillars. And what I want you to think about, like, when you write your list, don't be overwhelmed. Just know that you're going to cycle through your content pillars in different seasons. So you may be known for several different, you know, themes or several different content pillars. Like, there may be like 6 different things or 8 different things that you like to talk about, but you're not going to talk about all of those every single month, right? Like, you might have 1 month where you talk about this one thing, and the next month you talk about something else. Or you may decide, I'm going to spend a whole quarter talking about this one thing, and then I'm going to move to something else, right? It really just depends on what season you're in. And then also, when you think about your content pillars, I also want you to look at your content pillars and think about, okay, which one of these kind of go together, where you can talk about 2 of these things within each other, right? 2 of these things may kind of support each other. So that's the last thing I want to say about that. So now let's talk about the 3, categories for your content pillars. That's a great way to describe it. So here are the 3 categories for your content pillars. Category number 1 is your client's current reality, okay? Number 1. Client current reality. And we're just assuming that everybody that consumes your content is a client, right? Because at the end of the day, we are creating content to sign clients, which means that our content should be speaking to people that are potential clients. Everybody else, that's just an added bonus, right? But for all intents and purposes, we are focused on people that are actually going to sign and work with us. So the first category is going to be your client's current reality. The second category is going to be your leadership and authority topics. And then the third category is going to be on your offers and your frameworks. So let's break this down just a little bit more. So your client's current reality, this is going to look like, you know, where are they currently? What are their problems? What are their desires? What are they currently experiencing, right? You want to think about what topics, what themes, what pillars can you speak to, or that can you talk about, that speak to exactly where your clients currently are. So a great example of this is my clients. They are looking for more sustainability. They're looking for business strategies that are something that they can manage and maintain as moms. So one of my content pillars is sustainability and business foundations, because I know that as a mama CEO, your focus is on sustainable business practices. And so my content pillar is going to be revolving around anything that allows you to have a sustainable business. So I talk about different strategies, and I am very clear on, hey, how do we simplify these things? And that happens within that content pillar. Another current reality of my mama CEOs is they want more money, more sales, more wealth, right? So I talk about, like, that's a content pillar for me, where I talk a lot about, okay, how do we make more money? Like, how do we literally, all I focus on for a lot of stuff actually is just, how do you make more money? How do you create more wealth for yourself? And then something else that has like kind of become a bit of a new thing that I'm really excited to talk about is like the vibe. And I feel like this one, it doesn't necessarily fall like perfectly under the client reality. But one thing that I have helped a lot of my mama CEOs with is figuring out how to infuse themselves into their business, right? People want to feel at peace, and people don't want to feel like they have to put on a persona in their business. And so with that, I've really been cultivating and working with people on creating the vibe. Like, what's the vibe, right? What's the move? How are you showing up? And so those are like my clients' current realities. And so those are the content pillars that support that. So now I want you to take a minute, right? You can pause this or you can just, you know, when you have some time later, write down a few content pillars or themes that fit your client's current reality, right? So answering the questions of where are they currently? What are their problems? What are their desires, right? Like, what are their roadblocks? What are they experiencing? What are they thinking? And then write down, okay, what are some content pillars that speak to those things, right? Speak to those things that they're experiencing that maybe answers some questions. And one thing that I will say about your client's current reality is that a lot of times this is probably where you spend the bulk of your time when you are in that visibility phase. So when I'm doing a lot of visibility content, there is one other content topic that's not included here, but when I am in a visibility phase, a lot of my content revolves around sustainability, productivity, make more sales, right? It revolves around all these things because I'm trying to get in front of my ideal people. So you see how the strategy is like layering and coming together. So this is why this is one of the categories. So I guess another simpler way to think about this is what content themes or what things do you want to talk about that you know will attract, right? Will let you be more visible to the clients that you want to serve, right? And when you think about it that way, then of course you're still going to be answering that question of what are their problems? What are their desires? So then you can think about what are those themes that support that. The second topic or the second category is going to be your leadership and your authority topics. This is probably one of my favorite ones. This is the thought leadership piece. Even though I feel like all of these are thought leadership, to be 100% honest, but these are like truly thought leadership, right? And so these are your areas of expertise, your topics of expertise. And also, I want you to think about the gap that your client is having. So in this category, you are really showing your authority by speaking on topics that really expose where they are having a gap in getting to their desired result. So you're thinking about where they currently are, right? We talked about that current reality. And then what is the gap between where they currently are and where they want to be? That is where your leadership and authority lies. So you want to answer, you want to figure out what is that? Like, or just think to yourself, what is something that I can literally talk about until I am blue in the freaking face? Okay, like until your girl gets tired, what can I talk about? For me, and this kind of also crosses over into my last category that I'm gonna share, but it's okay. And this is what I mean by your pillars work together, right? Your pillars work together and they create a story. But for me, a leadership and authority topic is my bare minimum strategy, right? I can talk about that till I am blue in the face. But I also can talk about in another area of authority and leadership is the customer journey strategy, sales psychology, right? That's another one. Content marketing, right? Messaging. Those are like very key topics that I am a thought leader on, that I'm an authority on, and that I can literally talk about until I'm blue in the face. But also, and most importantly, all of these topics are the gap, right? It's the gap that a lot of the mamas that come and work with me have, right? The gap that they're having is that they need the bare minimum strategy. Like, okay, yes, they want a more sustainable business, right? And yes, I talk about sustainability because that's their current reality. But in order for them to actually get to where they want to go, they need to implement the bare minimum business strategy, right? So that's the gap. And that's where my leadership and authority shines, right? It's also what differentiates me, right? I don't know anybody else that, I mean, first off, I think I kind of made this up. But second off, like, there's nobody else who's talking about this in the exact same way that I am. So there is that leadership and that authority piece. The customer journey strategy, right? I feel like more people are talking about this strategy, but it's something that I've been talking about literally for years. And because of that, it's an area that I have authority in, but also it's a gap, right? I know that a lot of my clients, when they are at that level and they need to implement a customer journey strategy. And to be honest, this little exercise that we're going through right now to figure out your content pillars, it is following the customer journey, because this area right here that we're talking about, when we're talking about the category of leadership and authority topics, this covers the engagement and the consideration phase of the customer journey. So, you know, even though I'm not like saying this, you know, overtly, underneath, like behind the scenes, everything that I'm telling you right now is very, very strategic. So that is an area of authority and leadership for me, right? And it fills that gap, right? It's the gap between where my clients are and where they want to be. Same with like the content marketing and the messaging, like all those things address and all those topics address the gap that I know that my clients are having and how I am the authority and the leader to fill that gap for them. So I want you to take some time and really sit down and think about, okay, what is your area of expertise? What can you, another thing that you can talk about until you're blue in the face, right? But also, this needs to be something that, like, when you are thinking about your clients, you're like, this is the thing that they need in order to get them the result they want, right? So this right here, you really want to think about, not only am I an expert at this, but I know that this is the underlying problem that you're having, and you're going to create content that really shows them, like, hey, I know that this is where you are. I know this is where you want to be. Here's how you get there, right? And that's where you have your leadership and your authority topics, okay? So that is your second category of content pillars. Now, your third and your final category of content pillars are your offers and your frameworks. Remember, we are business owners. I feel like sometimes, like, we get a lot of advice as business owners from people that either don't have the exact same business model as us, or, you know, they're just in a completely different industry and it just doesn't really make sense or apply to us. But I really want to encourage you to have content pillars that are based off of your offers and your frameworks, right? So what this looks like is the solution, right? The solution on how you are bridging the gap for them to get their desired result. So for example, and I'll just, like, take you through mine. For example, when it comes to my offers and my frameworks, one of the biggest solutions I have is on offer creation and optimization, right? So I'm really good at helping you optimize an offer, because I know that within my offers, this is literally what we work on. Because once we have your offer optimized, once it's created or optimized, whichever one, then we can go into the messaging. We can go into all these other things. But offer creation really is a foundational thing that I support my mamas with, because without having a compelling offer and an offer that people need immediately, they're not going to buy, which means that, guess what? You don't get any sales, right? So offer creation, offer optimization, it's a very key area that I talk about. Funnels, as much as I love funnels is not a content pillar for me. And it's not even something that, like, I go out of my way to teach, because I don't believe that funnels are necessary, right? But for other people, funnels are necessary, right? They do see the, you know, they do teach on that. That is a level of authority, or sorry, an area of authority for them. So I just want you to see, like, how, if it's not within your offers, don't force yourself to talk about it. I see this happen all the time, where people feel like they have to talk about something because other people are talking about it, or because it seems like a successful thing to talk about. You don't have to if you don't want to. Like, very rarely do you hear me talk about, like, full on, like, and when I say funnels, like, because obviously we have funnels here, like, we talk about the customer journey and that is a funnel, but I mean, like, you know, really going through and, like, creating, like, all these, you know, opt-ins and, like, side things and upsells and downsells. But girl, we don't do all that over here. Like, we need to figure out how to make money in the simplest way possible. And then once we do that, we need to figure out how to make more of it. That's it, right? And for me, I just don't feel like it's necessary, right? I've made enough money. I've helped other people make enough money without doing that. So we're gonna keep rocking with it, right? Because we busy, okay? Now, when we have a little bit more capacity, you can do all that drama. But until then, we're not gonna worry about that right now. So that, like, this third category is very unique to you, because nobody has the same offers and frameworks that you have. Also, some other things here for me are, like, my content, my pricing strategies, my marketing strategies, my sales strategies. And while those are a little bit more general and more broad, I am a bit more specific with them, because there are specific frameworks that are associated with those things. So when you're thinking about content pillars that fall in this realm, you want to really think about, like, specifically, what does your offers and frameworks include that you're like, you know what? I need to talk about this, like, as a content piece, so that people can really see how this bridges the gap, right? How my offer brings them to where they want to go. So let me run back through these three again. The first one is your client's current reality, right? Where they currently are. The second one is the leadership and the authority topics, right? So this is where this is showing them the gap, right? This is showing them, hey, this is what the problem is. And this is why, and I know this is the problem because I am the leader, because I am the authority on this subject, right? I know that this is your problem. So that's those leadership and authority topics. And then lastly, your offers and your frameworks. Last thing I didn't mention about the offers and frameworks is that this is that final stage of the customer journey, the selling, right? The conversion, the purchase, right? Because you're literally talking about your offer and your frameworks. So these are what I would say are your content pillars simplified. I feel like this is, like, the easiest way to do content pillars that actually fall within your realm of expertise, right? you don't have to guess about this stuff. These aren't things that if you, you know, if someone said, oh, you need to write a post, like you could very easily write a post on any of these topics because all of them are within your level of authority, within your, not level, but within your realm of authority, within your realm of expertise, right? You know these things at the back of your hand. You've served enough clients through this. And this is not just for coaches, right? Or strategists. This is for service providers too, right? Like as a photographer, I know that my clients currently reality is that they don't have enough photos, but more importantly, they don't even know how to create compelling visuals, right? So one of my content pillars, and it doesn't make sense to most, but for me, it makes a ton of sense. And for my clients, it makes a lot of sense. They need help with visuals, right? So a content pillar is like, converting or conversion visuals, right? So that is like one of their current realities. A leadership or authority topic that I can talk about, right? What is their gap? Is that I talk a lot, like I spend so much time about strategic, right? Strategic visuals, making sure all your visuals serve a purpose, right? That is a content pillar for me. And actually, I don't create a ton of content over there, but this happens a lot through my emails, right? My emails that I send for my photography business, they are all rooted in very specific content pillars like conversion visual or high converting visuals, conversion visuals. I call it whatever I want to call it sometimes. But also like when it comes to the authority piece, I'm talking to them about strategic visuals. Most importantly, I even go the customer journey route. Like I tell them like, hey, your visuals should follow a customer journey. And to a lot of people, this doesn't make sense, right? It's a concept that people don't talk about a lot. But guess what? I don't care. I don't care what everybody else is talking about. I don't care what other photographers' content pillars are. It does not matter to me because I know that I can speak to my clients all day long about, okay, let's be strategic with these visuals. Like what is our visual campaign strategy? Oh, baby. The girls be getting excited. They be gagged, okay? They're like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, like, what are you launching? What are your offers? What is it about? What's the vibe, right? Like, I am, like, detail breaking these things down. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that visuals were supposed to be this strategic. Yeah, like, this is the first thing that sells for you, right? That you see how excited, like how I was just able to talk about that, like because that's my area of leadership and authority, right? Those are topics like I know that that's the gap. I know that their offers may not be selling the way they want, or they may feel a disconnect. A big thing is like it's not even that their offers aren't selling; they feel disconnected. They feel like their visuals, their photos are outdated, and it doesn't match the level or the caliber of their offers, right? The caliber of their business. There's a mismatch, right? And that comes from not having conversion visuals, right? That's that current reality. Then moving into my leadership, strategic visuals, right? And then going into my offers and my frameworks, right? My offer and my framework, that really is kind of the other two pillars. In my photography business, I think I actually only have three pillars. I just can't think about what the third one is off the top of my head. But I've really spent a lot of time simply just talking about conversion visuals, like high converting visuals, why your current visuals aren't converting, why people aren't feeling connected or compelled to buy from your current visuals, and why you feel disconnected from your current visuals. And then on the other end, when it comes to talking about the leadership and authority, at that point, it's talking about, you know, really what is that strategy behind high converting visuals, right? And that also leads into my offer and framework, because literally my offer is, okay, we're going to create the visuals, right? We're going to create the photos, the video, whatever it is that you need, but it's all going to be strategy based. It's all going to be based around, honestly, my expertise as a marketer, as a I would say I'm very proficient in sales, right? So as a sales expert, you know, from that perspective, how do we create visuals that tell a story, right? That add value to the story and that stops the scroll, right? That stops people in their tracks like, oh, wow, I can really take this person seriously because look at these visuals, right? These visuals make me feel something and that adds value to the overall message and the overall brand and the overall offer that someone is selling, right? So this little framework, it applies to any type of business. And one thing that I want to say is, did you see how like with Moms Do Business Different, I had a ton of different content pillars, right? Because I talk about more over there. There's more nuance over there versus with the photography services.
it's two, you know. I feel like there's a third. I just can't think about what the third one is. There's probably not a third one. Honestly, it feels like it's just one over there, and that's fine, right? You don't have to have a ton of pillars. You can have one pillar that you're like, no, I can just talk about this one thing from multiple different angles, and it doesn't have to be separate things. Or you can be like me with Moms Do Business Different and have, you know, 8, 9, 10 different content pillars. It literally does not matter how many it is. At the end of the day, you just need to know what they are, and you need to feel really confident in the fact that, you know what, this is what I talk about, this is my lane, and I'm not stepping outside of it for nobody, right? I don't talk about workflows for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I might mention workflows a little bit, like inside my offers, you know, letting people know you need a workflow and how to put their workflow together, whatever, but like, I don't create content off of workflows, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not what I do, or like, you know, system setup, so whatever, right? Even though I think those things are important, that's not my lane, that's not my area of expertise. And so even though I know that my mamas need help with that, I'm also going to send you to an expert that is better at that, right? I'm more of the strategy, I'm more of the data, right? I'm more of the numbers girl, right? That's what I do. And I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the data in your business, and I'm helping you figure out, okay, what's broken, right? Or not even what's broken, but like, what can we improve so we can get a better result? That's where I come in, right? Or, okay, you're not making the sales you want. What do we got to do to get some freaking money? Okay. That's where I'm at. Okay. You want to live on vibes and apple juice. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we live off vibes? And baby, trust me, your girl can tell you how to live off of some vibes, because I definitely I'm living on vibes. Like, it's 12:36 in the morning, and like, I'm literally living on vibes. Like, I'm just having a good time kikiing on this podcast, living my vibes, right? And it's great. And I'm able to talk about things that I love and that I'm really good at. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want you to be able to do. So that those are your content pillars simplified. I hope that felt simple. In my mind, sometimes things sound simple and I'm like, okay, girl, that was a lot. But I'm pretty sure that you picked up what I was putting down. And if you need any help with this, I am happy to support you with this inside of the Shmoney Mama membership. Okay. It's a vibe over there. Me and the girls be kikiing over there. Like, we be having a good time, but also we really just get into the business. Okay. We really get into the business to figure out, how do we make more money? How can we serve more people? Right. That is our focus over there. How to make more money, how to build momentum, right? As moms, life be life in. We all get it, right? We all understand the life be life in. Things get busy, things come up. And the cool part about Shmoney Mama is that everything that's in there, all the resources and tools, it's all designed to support you so that when life is lifing, your business doesn't fall apart, right? Because your business shouldn't fall apart just because life is lifing or you need a break, right? As somebody that has literally lived through life lifing twice and then multiple times in between when it came to either having a baby or dealing with raising your kids and all that kind of stuff, like, I promise you, yes, there are going to be seasons where it's just exceptionally hard, right? It's just like, okay, what are we doing here? But that does not mean that your business has to fall apart, right? It doesn't have to fall apart. Everything will be okay. And that is really what I just designed Shmoney Mama to be. I really designed it to be a space that you could come in and get support, like truly get support, truly find community, truly find some friends and some other moms that get it, but also that you had the actual resources to implement. This is why I'm really big on like my monthly action plans. My monthly action plan, every single month, I drop a marketing plan. And in there, you have captions, you have content topics, you have step-by-step slide-by-slide, you know, carousel posts. I even started creating templates. So now you have Canva templates for different things that you create for your content, because I'm just like, you know what? I'm tired of people just teaching me stuff all day long. I need somebody to give me something that I can touch, okay? Something that I can be like, okay, you taught me this thing, and now I can easily implement it without having to like Google how to do something or buy 5,000 things from somewhere else. It's like, no, I want to put all that stuff here because we need that, okay? We need that. We need the ease. We need the templates. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? And baby, listen, I use it too, okay? I use it too. Like, you will see so many posts and emails in my emails. If you're on my email list, you know, like, I'll say, this was email number whatever from the Shmoney Mama membership, right? I say, like, it came from the action plan. This is the action plan it came from. So, like, I'm using these things too, because I recognize that, you know, sometimes we just need somebody to throw us a freaking bone. Like, Girl, give me some help. Like, give me some real help. Don't just tell me, be consistent. No, give me the tools to be consistent. And that's what we're doing here with Shmoney Mama. So if you are like, you know what? I could do that, right? I could be more consistent if I had what I needed. I got you, girl. I got you, girlfriend. All right, that's it for this episode. And until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so a Yuntha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.